I love this psalm. This is 115, verse 1. Not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory for the sake of your steadfast love and your faithfulness. I love that, but I love all of the Bible because each section you read is different and rich in instruction for your life. And I've been in the Old Testament lately, and I am fascinated with the book of Joshua. God made an excellent A-plus choice when he chose Joshua to be Moses' assistant. He played the key role in the Exodus from Egypt, and he showed us his faith in God as he took up all the challenges to lead the nation. But when you're reading, notice that in every victory, the text gives credit to the Lord. It'll say, you know, then Joshua and all Israel moved from this city to that one, and the Lord gave that city and its king into Israel's hand. All of Joshua's victories came from the Lord. You'll read where the Lord handed this city over to Israel, and Joshua took it on the second day. And you know, when we're successful, how many of us give full victory to the Lord? We might be tempted to take all the credit and glory as if we had success on our own. Too many times we rely on our own strength to come up with solutions. We're going to devise our own plan for advancement. We're going to come up with our own remedy to fix something. And when we surrender our lives to Jesus, God takes that. He will lead and guide us on the best path forward. It is our Lord who gives us the victories, and he alone delivers us. Lord, may we humble ourselves before you and never take credit for all the miracles you've done in our lives. May we honor you in every endeavor. May we praise your name for every victory. And from Ephesians, don't forget this. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we could ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Would all the church say amen?